Hello. Thank you for asking me to be of service. My name is Brian V. I'm a compulsive overeater, anorexic, bulimic, exercise addict. Text message. Male, young person, and a survivor of incest. Probably still amongst other things. Dyslexic, dysnomic, dysnomic. Dysgraphic, sorry. Said the two things twice. Learning disorders. And I'm actually super excited to be here. Diversity is so many different topics. I love the first speaker talking about language. I love the story, but the personal like connection that it to find visibility, to look for those who have what we want and ask how he or she is achieving it. Those stories, hearing diversity in story format is so important. And what the other speaker talked about, so good. The diversity in eating disorders. When I entered OA, I didn't believe that OA would work for anorexia and bulimia. At the time, I identified as being a bulimic, and I entered OA out of desperation. In university, 2 3 years before that, I was dying from anorexia and a exercise addiction. I was running about 10 miles a day, and I had a very low BMI. And so so I found myself in a situation where I couldn't walk the mile it took to get to classes. And so I was forced to withdraw from my university and take a quarter off. And my university gave me support, which was very kind. In that support system at the university, there was a member who was in communities, a community member who came in, and she was a member of OA. And I was like, that's great for you. I heard the name and I was like, I'm going to figure it out by myself because OA is not where it's at. That was my judgment. And so I spent 2 years trying to figure it out. And I thought my problem was my low weight, and I thought my problem was my running. And so I stopped running and I gained weight. And so I gained about 50 pounds, and I thought that was good until my brain caught up with me, and I was falling apart. I called my sponsor in another program, and I said, I really want to go on a run and I want to drink laxatives. I can't stand what my body feels like right now. And he said, sure, that's fine. It's like drinking sawdust, but if you want to, sure, and exercise is fine, part of a normal whatever. And I got to take a moment and not use his green light to rationalize my disease. And at that moment, I knew that my deal with my higher power, that if I gain weight, then I will be fine. That was my deal. And my deal, I wasn't getting the results that I wanted. Whether or not I'd made that deal with my higher power is not the point. And so I was desperate, and I walked into OA because I knew I had no other support system, and I had no clue what I was doing. And I looked in my local area, and I found a meeting list, and I was like, okay, cool. I know how to do this. I'm going to figure it out myself. And I looked at the meeting names, and I said, there's a 100-pounder meeting, and it's in like 2 days. That's great. I think, and I made a story of what I thought a 100-pounder was. someone who was within their 100 pounds of weight. So, like someone 100 to 200 pounds. And that is not the definition of a 100 pounder. Someone who needs to lose or has lost 100 pounds of weight or more. And so, my first meeting was me identifying as a bulimic, walking into Overeaters Anonymous, which I spent 2 years running away from, because I didn't. Can't even put myself to say the words. And I walked into a room and I got the biggest gift of my life, which was acceptance and grace. Because as I sat there judging every single person in that room, and my higher power put me exactly where I needed to be to work through some huge boundaries and barriers. Barriers. And I'm really grateful for that. The second thing I'm really grateful for is my second meeting. I found my sponsor. And my sponsor is a bulimic. So, like, check the box. But what I didn't know is she is a survivor of molestation is in her story. And I didn't know how much I needed that. I'm a survivor of incest. The underpinnings of my eating disorder is because of the complications or me and my 10-year-old self having to live with the ramifications of my relationship with my older brother and being rejected put me on a path of figuring out how to people please, how to find acceptance, how to modify my body type, because I thought that I was rejected because I was overweight. I knew the relationship with me and my brother was wrong, but I wanted it so badly because that was the only way I was going to get connection. And thank you, Claire, for what you said about connection and belonging. I gave my soul for that. And it was gone. And so I went and chased after it, physically in running. I ran 7 miles in 7 miles, 7,000 miles in the course of 6 years. Calorically burning about 100 pounds of 93 pounds of fat, if a pound of fat is 7,000 calories. And I was running away from me. What my exercise did for me was it made me feel like I accomplished something. And it gave me a socially acceptable way of punishing myself. You know, I didn't go for a run in the middle of summer to do heat training in the middle of the day at 110 degree weather and being halfway through it in a 7 mile course, being 4 miles in, looking at the hill that I'm about to do, and I don't know of how I'm going to get through it. My feet are hot. The air that I'm breathing is scorching, and I'm praying to my higher power, God, get me through this. All the while knowing that I'm going to do it again tomorrow. Punishment. That's what that was. It was punishment. And what my bulimia did for me was it gave me a way to cleanse myself. The spiritual nature of the disease of anorexia and bulimia is purity. And that I feel like there's something intrinsically, something so deeply wrong with me that I have to get rid of it. And if I get rid of it well enough, then I will be okay. It made me feel like I was being dragged through my life as if something had grabbed the back of my neck, scruff of my neck, proverbially, and dragged me through my busy schedule. Because I made a super busy schedule so I wouldn't have to think, or contemplate or have downtime. And then I wasn't eating enough, so I wasn't fueling my body in order to get through that busy schedule. And so I was just crashing through it, doing anything that I could just to figure it out. And my compulsive overeating gave me the luxury of feeling so uncomfortable from overeating that I had to slip into a food coma. I made life so uncomfortable that the only way to exist was to be asleep. Those are all the things that my eating disorders gave me. And I am so grateful that I don't need those solutions today. Working through the steps, I made a list of how food is complicating my life. And then I got a godsend from the big book saying, alcoholics drink because essentially for the effect produced, alcoholics are restless, irritable, and discontented unless and until the soothing sensation that comes from just a few drinks. And I had to come to terms with the fact that I am restless, I'm irritable, and I'm discontented unless and until I'm given the anesthetic for my eating disorders. And it just so happens that my eating disorder isn't strong enough to adequately cover my restlessness, my irritability, and discontentedness. And if I'm going to be have a life that's happy, joyous, and free, and sober, abstinent, and recovery, I need to figure out what's giving me restlessness, irritability, and discontentedness. And so I walked these steps, and it was just an amazing process, especially step four with my sponsor. Because I'm really good at figuring out what my part is. Of course, it's my fault. What I didn't allow myself to feel was how I was affected. Who, principal, person, or institution? What happened? How did it affect me? I never let myself live in that column until these steps. And then I was able to work on my side of the street. So grateful. For this day of unity and allowing me to be of service. Thank you so much.